on to let go. Oh, hold on to let go. Oh, show it off, show it off, show it off. Show it off, show it off, show it off.
This is the Show It Off podcast, where you are supported to becoming shamelessly and unapologetically confident. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaff. I am a confidence coach and creator of the online training program Peacock School, 11 Days to Confidence, where I help you implement tools and habits that will cause you to understand your worthiness. Each Monday, this show will give you applicable information, inspiration, and guidance to loving yourself and affecting the world around you in a way you've never experienced before. When you go to sarahfayschaff.com and join the community by entering your email, you automatically get a thank you gift of the 5 video series I created called Yoga for Confidence. So go get yours today and start implementing practices that will cultivate more self-love and confidence. Thank you for listening and enjoy the program, because I'm about to show it off. Welcome to episode 43 of the Show It Off podcast. And today the topic is moving through depression, meaning not avoiding that horrible feeling of despair, but moving through it. And I'm not saying this is something that can be done in one day. In fact, I have been feeling very depressed myself and had a really hard time collecting myself in order to record this podcast and really do any other work or any other thing. And rather than start recording when I felt better, I had a deep moment of prayer and meditation, and from that decided to share with you my experience as I'm moving through it. So in real time, pretty much just coaching myself publicly so that you can come along with me if you are feeling that depression yourself. So first I'm going to talk about a couple of thoughts of what depression, what it means and what it does for us, like what the gifts are. Then I'm going to go over a couple of important tips that I've discovered along the way so far. I'm going to talk about what depression feels like, and then I'm going to share with you some high vibe inspirational guidance that I prayed for and came through really strongly yesterday. I'm really excited to share this with you. Thank you for being here. I know that if you are feeling depressed, that it was probably an effort just to select a podcast to listen to today. So good job. So what I think about depression, it happens when there has been sadness, grief, anxiety, and we've avoided it. And when you fall into what might feel like a pit of depression, I've found that it's a time to feel what has been ignored. Because when you are depressed, there is no avoiding that feeling, really. You can avoid anger and sadness, and you can keep yourself busy. But when you're depressed, especially in a time like we're in now, where it's a lot harder to keep busy, at least for me, I'm home, have been alone with my daughter for, the past 20-something days. And although I feel like I never really have free time because taking care of her is so involved, I'm not really busy, especially with things that keep my mind really occupied. So in that sense, it's really have no choice but to face what I've been ignoring. And, you know, for me, that especially was the sadness of my breakup with her dad. Because when we broke up, it was very easy for me to keep myself extremely busy taking care of her by myself and moving and all that stuff. Like, you can really easily say, oh, I'll just feel that later. Well, later has come. And the other message I've received throughout this depression is that it's a reminder to surrender. When the whole stay home movement started, I was very resistant and, you know, probably still am a little, because I felt like I had all the pieces together to make my life what I wanted it to be. There was a lot of moving parts, and I was just juggling and keeping all the balls up in the air. And as long as I didn't look away and I kept my focus and I kept moving, I would have a life that I was proud of, a life that brought joy and fulfillment to me and Luna. But then when COVID happened and all the balls dropped, even though I was paying attention, this came out of nowhere, I had to surrender. And that surrender did not come with grace, you guys. Very resistant to surrendering because I was afraid that my life would fall apart. In my prayers and in my search for answers, I keep getting the same message, is that it couldn't last that way. And not just for me, of course, but for all of us. However we were juggling, we were not surrendering, and it wasn't going to be sustainable. No matter what religion or spiritual jargon you adhere to, there is a higher power for all of us, and we can choose to surrender to that higher power or not. Even though I felt like, in a lot of ways, I was allowing my inner guidance system to lead the way, I think a lot of my actions were still based in fear and anxiety and the desire to control, so that I felt like I was in control of my life. But I'm also always praying for the life of my highest vibration. And if I'm asking for that, but I'm taking control and navigating with fear, I know I am not in my highest vibration. So I feel like the entire planet was operating in a similar way, and we've all been forced to go to our rooms, think about our actions, and make some changes. So I keep getting the message that once we do this, everything's going to be so much better than it was. No, things aren't going to go back to the way they were. And that's hard to swallow. Unless we remember that it's possible for things to be better than they were. And I'm sure we all could really use that and see how that's possible. So with that in mind, here's a couple of things I wrote down throughout my 20-something days of feeling really depressed and just taking notes along the way, because that's how I process. So number one is, don't shave your head. And this goes to any extreme, strange, pretty much useless action you might feel like is a brilliant idea in the moment. I feel like this comes from wanting to have control or some normalcy by doing something that's really not something we would do if we were in a good feeling moment. If I was having a great day and feeling like my best, I certainly wouldn't pull out the shears and shave my head. No. Maybe I'd get a blowout. Maybe I would get a trim.
Maybe I would just do nothing, put my hair in a ponytail and enjoy my day. But when you're feeling, I think Britney Spears demonstrated that publicly very well. She was feeling out of control, like her life was falling apart. She shaved her head as a big act of, I don't know, defiance, control, just to see a change, just to look different, feel different. But ultimately, I don't want to grow my hair out from the very beginning, and I don't want to have a shaved head, and my head is very small for my body, so having no hair would not be a good look. So just anything that you might be thinking that's really extreme, like maybe setting your house on fire, or I don't know, don't do it. You know what your thought is. Mine was shaving my head. Also, as hard as it is, as impossible as it seems, ask for help. I know for me, just picking up my phone when I was feeling so depressed was really hard. I couldn't reach out. I couldn't talk about my life without filling my throat with tears. It was really hard for me to ask for help. But I did, and I'm really glad that I did. I called my daughter's dad. I said, "We need you." He flew in from California, and right now he is with our daughter so that I can record this episode. I really needed the help. It was really hard to ask, and he's here, and I feel much better. So, as hard as it is, even if it has to be, you know, maybe just a text or a written letter, ask for help. Number three is, as hard as it is to keep up your rituals, your practices for joy, health, and wellness, keep those up. And if you have to stop for a few days and just be in your sadness, that's fine, but bring them back just one at a time. For me, feeling super depressed meant I didn't have the bandwidth to fight my daughter and her efforts to stop all of my rituals. So normally my practices that I do, my start today journal, my meditation, my yoga, and my reading of a high vibe text before she wakes up. Then I would get her ready for school, you know, snuggle with her, bring her to school, and then work on Show It Off Productions for about 5 hours, you know, record a few podcast episodes, and then go pick her up from school, put down my phone, and be a full-time, you know, or a fully present mother for the rest of the day. And that worked great, and it was wonderful, and I loved it. But when she was no longer in school, she started waking up a lot earlier for some reason. And throughout the day, I was her only playmate and her only teacher and her only everything. And I became so exhausted that I would fall asleep at like 7:30 at night with her. So I wasn't getting my practices done at night or in the morning. And then so I thought, well, that's okay. I will just, you know, play with her in the morning, get her really tired, and then set her up with an art project and a movie and snacks and all these things, and then I'll just have like an hour to do all my rituals. But she kept interrupting them and crying for me and stopping them and throwing things and just really making it really hard for me to do my practices. So as a feeling so sad and feeling so unsupported and defeated, really was the feeling, I just gave in. I was like, "You're right, fine, no." And I just devoted every minute to her and did nothing for myself, and it just made everything worse, you guys. I started feeling so sad and just crying 10 or 15 times a day, eating my feelings, laying around, just lethargic. It rained here for like 20 days straight. That really didn't help with like moving our bodies or going outside. So you see how it just created like a snowball effect of just getting worse and worse and worse. So what I decided to do, because I saw what was happening, was to just feel those feelings, let myself be sad, and then have a plan, like a goal date, to start just one ritual again. And I chose meditation because I feel like that's the most powerful ritual I have. And it was really hard to do because it basically just meant sitting down and being still with my horrible low vibe thinking. So I'm sharing all this with you because I want you to know that I'm not just sitting here saying, be positive, you know, meditate and everything will be great. And it's like, no, it's really hard. And you can do hard things. You're strong enough. I'm strong enough. And the other choice is to just what? Die? Be miserable? Give up on life? Gain 200 pounds? I don't think so. I don't think so. I did not come this far to only come this far. And I'm going to let myself be sad, and then I'm going to move on, and I'm going to show up. And I'm going to show my best self. I'm going to also, though, in the meantime, show my worst self and show all of this to you, because I want you to really feel moving through this journey with me. I'm also going to share number four, which is don't scroll. Just don't go. Don't go there. Don't go on Instagram. Don't go on any other social media. It's just not a good idea right now, you guys. It's just the fear, the comparison, the lack, the despair. Also the quick moving images, the magnitude of text and content. It's just too much right now. If you're feeling this way, just give yourself a break. Look at a tree. Look at the sky. Read a book. Get out in nature. Just if you're going to connect with people on your phone or your computer, like have it be real people in real time and or an online course that is really serving you. Otherwise, just no scrolling because it's just not going to make you feel good. You could scroll another day. Number five, celebrate small victories. So if you were able to do anything at all that made you feel victorious, celebrate that. Highlight that. Good job that for yourself. You know, for no matter how small it is, maybe you brushed your teeth before noon. Maybe you got dressed for the day. Maybe you, parented without reacting, but rather responding with grace. You guys, this is stuff that needs to be celebrated. Just like when your child, you celebrate your child for, you know, going to the toilet instead of like the diaper, and it's like, seems like a normal basic thing. It, at that time, it's not, right? When you're three, it's a big deal. So you celebrate that and treat yourself that way. As you would love your own child or any child, you celebrate their small victories because you're dealing with baby steps. You're dealing with newness. If you're in transition and you're transmuting and you're changing, you're in newness. So celebrate your small victories. And number six, I should number these better. They're like bullet points, so sorry. The last point is... Oh, well, I already said it. Love yourself like you would your child. If you don't have a child, you can say love yourself like your dog does. And if you don't have a dog, maybe you should go get one. That unconditional, just in your mess, pure, resilient love. Have that for yourself throughout the day again and again. Okay, so let's talk for a second about what depression feels like, because we're not going to avoid these feelings, we're going to move through these feelings. I went ahead and wrote this out, and you can listen to mine, but I suggest writing it out for yourself. If you're feeling depressed, write down exactly what that feels like for you. So I'm going to share what it feels like for me is, can't talk about my life or myself without crying. Don't want to wake up, pulling the covers over the head with first light. Desire to end one's life. Yes, I've had those thoughts. Stress real before your eyes open. So what that means is like you're waking up, you haven't opened your eyes, and even before that moment, you start thinking about all of your stresses and they start playing like a horror film in your mind. Lack of motivation to do anything at all, even brush your teeth. Incredibly tired and crabby. Self-hating actions, like eating foods that are bad for you. Pleasure-seeking behavior. Yep, you know what I'm talking about. Believing that healing or rescue will never come. Loss of trust and numbness. So it felt really good for me to write this out because it was a kind of an emoting and a rejecting of these feelings as I let them out of my body. So now I'm going to share with you what came through for me when I had a chance to meditate and pray and be uninterrupted yesterday, because my daughter's dad is here and he took her, took care of her for a while so that I could do this, and it really made a difference. So that goes back to that asking for help piece. Okay, so this is what came through for me. Courage. Be strong. Have courage now. Ask for the same angel who was with Daniel in the lion den to be with you now when you are in crisis. Crisis results when you are unwilling to change, when you approach crisis with old patterns and resisting change. This increases your suffering. Your fear of your life falling apart will cause you to resist doing the very thing that would avoid the crisis. Surrender. Say yes. Surrender to the belief that you are a separate being, alone in darkness. In truth, you are united with God in wisdom and light. Allow yourself to feel loved and cared for as you listen for the inner voice of wisdom guiding your decisions. Feel your angel's presence as you choose to receive blessings of courage and strength. Choose the path that brings you more love, peace, unity, and life. You are not alone in the dark. You are united with God in wisdom and light. I love that part. Allow yourself to feel loved and cared for as you listen to your inner guidance system to guide your decisions. Hope. You are the light of the world. Trust brings hope. Healing yourself heals your children and affects everyone close to you and everyone around you. The power that your personal transformation has to heal others will astound you. As you express yourself, bringing healing and expanded awareness, this ancient imprint will release at such a depth that you will evolve into a higher plane of consciousness, no longer feeling separate from your eternal self. Finally, you are free to be deeply loved and to love deeply. Surrender. To surrender is to remember that you are one with the divine. connecting to Source and surrendering are one and the same. The greatest illusion we face is that we are the small self of everyday life. We are so much more. We are divine light, and when we show ourselves, we are showing up for joy and for healing for ourselves and for others. Let it be our prayer. Take me, God. It is my will that your will be done in my life. This prayer will bring you tremendous relief. Letting go of that resistance means letting go of the suffering. You meet your destiny, and a surprising deep joy takes place. You give up wanting your life to be a certain way and allow the divine God to direct you. The big surprise is that you will end up with a more incredible life than you could have imagined. So that's what came through for me yesterday, and I really received the message that it was for all of you listening today. So moving forward, pick one practice. I've suggested many in the course of this podcast, but I'll repeat a couple with you now just to remind you. Writing a gratitude list every morning and every night. I love the Start Today journal. I write in my Start Today journal every morning now again. Thank you. Writing what I am grateful for and then writing out my dreams and goals. Speaking them out loud again and again. Letting those words vibrate through my body. Meditation. Sitting for at least 5 minutes, goal of 20 minutes every day with your breath, surrendering thought. I gave this tip in my Instagram live recently, and I'm going to say it again here. If meditation is really hard for you, especially because maybe it's new or you're having despair thoughts, I recommend meditating with music. So choosing a really high vibe song. I can suggest a couple. One is Alicia Keys' new song, The Underdog, I think it's called, or Underdog. Great song to meditate to right now, you guys. It's really current event kind. So another is I Surrender All. Oh, I think her name is Cece something. I can't remember the woman who sings it, but if you put I Surrender All in YouTube, you'll see a bunch of choices. So whichever one resonates with you is probably the right one. Also, moving your body, even if it's just a stroll, a walk, a YouTube video, a dance party at your house. Dance party at our house to me is my favorite. I'd much rather do a dance party with my daughter than any other kind of workout. And it's really fun. So moving your body really does just move your energy and helps you feel better. As hard as it can be, just start small and then celebrate any movement that you did do. And then continuing to ask yourself throughout your day, what would somebody who loves themselves do? And then acting on the first intuitive hit of what that is. That is my practice. I have not stuck with it throughout this 20-something days of depression, and I feel the difference. So bringing that back is huge, powerful practice. Okay, that's it for this episode. I hope that this serves you. I will continue to share throughout my journey of moving through and not around this depressed feeling. I want you to know that you are not alone. If you feel any inclination to reach out, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com, or you can go to Instagram, even though I told you not to, so I'm not even going to say that. I haven't been going on Instagram, so... but yeah, Show It Off Podcast is there on Instagram. But yeah, just email me, you guys. I would love to hear from you, and I will be there for you and whatever you're going through right now. Because I'll tell you what, helping other people is very helpful for ourselves. So that's the last thing I'll say. If there's anyone you can see that you can help, help them. Because it'll make you feel so much better. And those of you who have taken Peacock School know random act of kindness is top five in acts that we do throughout the course and in my life to help me feel better, which is why I'm still recording this podcast, even though I know I'm not showing up as my best self. I am still being authentic and I'm still here, and that makes me feel good. So I want you to know that you... can do the same. I love you. You are perfectly made, so go ahead and show that off.
If you like the Show It Off podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off book club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now. That is why I started the Show It Off Book Club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? Just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram. Follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. Tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime, but it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Every play of this show means the world to me. Thank you for your time and for listening. I'd love to hear from you now. Questions and comments are welcomed at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment, if you could leave a review on iTunes, it would help other people to find this message of confidence. You could also help someone build confidence by texting this episode to at least one person now. Being self-loving means being authentic, bold, and confident. So shamelessly and unapologetically, show it off.